Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Elisa Harrison from NCBA in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
About a year ago, the cattle industry brought together a lot of their information online into one unified place, Beef It's What's for Dinner. And Elisa Harrison is with us once again today, Senior Vice President for Global Marketing, and we ask her how that is working.
We're very pleased with how we've done. As I said, we launched it last October, and to date we've had about 8 million visitors to that website. When you look at the same year over year, it was, you know, the prior year was 3 million. So we've really significantly done, and that's why we're targeting all of our advertising to drive people back to that website. Obviously, recipes and our cookery is the most popular. That's the most visited. But people are visiting the Rethink the Ranch page, and they're spending longer on there, which tells us that people really are interested in this information. So we've been aggressively pushing that information out to consumers, whereas I think, as we've talked before, we've always just had it there. We've never really invited people to come see it, but we are aggressively pushing that information out.
One thing I know the cattle producers are very interested in, how do you correlate these hits, these visits, with beef demand?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question. We've actually changed the way that we track it so that we can answer that question, because we want to know. We want to know what we're doing is actually impacting or inspiring people to eat beef. So our whole goal is to make beef the number one protein. And so before we launched our campaign, we did a series of kind of baseline studies. And then right after we do a campaign or, you know, in market with advertising, we'll go back and do more. And the awareness of Beef It's What's for Dinner has increased from October. We have a 3-year goal, but we're well on our way to reaching that. We're also asking people about if they trust the people who produce beef. Right after we finished with the Rethink the Ranch campaign, we just saw a spike in an increase in people saying that, yes, I trust the people who produce beef. So we're tracking it pretty closely to make sure that what we're doing is increasing attitudes in positioning beef as the number one protein. Because as you know, there's more protein choices today than there ever has been. And we go and we ask people, you know, what is the best source of protein for you? And beef is consistently, you know, at that top level, and we want to keep it there. But we have to work every single day to protect our position in the meat case and in the aisle and everywhere else where people are promoting protein.
As for defending beef against those that oppose livestock production in the U.S.,
well, it certainly, it impacts it, but we look at it as an opportunity to be completely transparent and aggressive in sharing our information. You know, sustainability and all the issues that are tied to that, like carbon tax and some of these other issues that we're seeing, is getting more traction in the news media. And we have fantastic research that's funded by the Checkoff that shows that cattle are really a net benefit to the environment. And so we are aggressively pushing that out on news wires that specifically target those environmental reporters like GreenBiz and Quartz. We're pushing it out there and we're getting really good response. But when you look at overall beef demand and consumption is going up. Beef demand is strong. People are eating more beef and paying more money for it. So, you know, the people who don't like beef and who are pushing vegetarian diets still remain a very small segment of our population.
Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research, Elisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.